Testing, 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 testing. Welcome to our pre-show for today, Tuesday the 10th. This is going to be another encore because I just got back from a rehearsal for our one-man show on the 28th. I'm sorry. Life's like that. What happened? Tomorrow we'll have a show. What's tomorrow? It's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday we'll have a show. One, two. Let me look and see here. We had a good rehearsal, though, for what it's worth. But the other thing is I'm humping into L.A. So, you know, you guys have heard the story a million fucking times. Let me put this fucking thing on. That by this fucking thing, I mean the air conditioner. What are we talking about here in terms of a classic show, man? A classic show. Wait, attention. No, I don't need to do that. I need to do this. Okay. Okay. We're going to December 99, man. December 10th, 1999. October, November, and December shows have had the shit played out of them. Because we go to those when we run out of 2006. What is it? December 99? Yeah, that's it. So I put that in the search bar, and boom, up comes December of 1999. And then there's also the archive search, which is by month and by year. You know? Well, I don't understand, Mr. Junior. Just don't worry about it. Phil talks about Kwanzaa.
What?
Phil gets certain things off his chest. Good God. This must have been one of the most boring fucking shows in history. All it is me talking. Phil gets things off his chest. I love it. Let's go to December the 10th. Shall we? Let's load more. And December the 10th, this is one of my favorite Jay Santos bits. Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, says the longer a person stands in line at an ATM machine, the bigger the target they become. That's why they're going out this weekend to assist moving people in and out of ATMs. Clara Bingham, a joyful union senator, does not allow her residents to watch cartoons or animated because she believes they're only going to take them further away from from reality. Oh, yeah, that's definitely going to be one. That's definitely going to be one. Takes them further away from Ay. So, yeah, we had Theater West is a company. I've told you this a million times. It's a very, very old theater company in Los Angeles. But the group that's there that now is really interesting. There's a lot of gray hairs like me, and there's a lot of young actors. And we're all, like, in the same, like, workshop talking to each other about different scenes that we might be working on. Like, I worked on one of the scenes for my one-man show tonight in this workshop. Then people came up and did one cat did a really hysterically funny play that I think he's written, and I won't go into it, but he plays a mid-level bureaucratic office-type guy driving some people crazy. It was really funny. All right, going to Gmail. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding, ding. Okay. Now I got to get a headshot and a resume. I got a headshot. I got a resume. Okay. And I have my resume. My resume was actually put together by, you guys remember Lauren? Lauren and I were a thing. Well, she's such a sweet girl. She actually did my resume for me about 2 years ago. Wait a minute, bitch. You don't do that. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise righteously in. Isn't that how it goes? Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. Oh, yeah. I listen to a lot of gospel music because I like the harmonizing. I like the melodies. I like the personalities. The personalities are fucking crack up. The different personalities in old Southern gospel, like when I say old, I mean the 60s and 70s and 80s, really compelling characters. I mean, these dudes, they're funny. They're, egotistical. I mean, they had their big stars and they still do in country Southern gospel, whatever the hell you call it. All right, man. What are you doing? There's fucking air back on because it's hotter than shit. All right. Did you download that film? December 99? I did. Let me see. Sure did. You sure did, bro. Which means we now move on. Excuse me. I'm sorry for clearing my throat, but it's just one of those days, man. One of those days. Won't be long now. So Southern gospel music is really, like I said, it's a trip. And while I do not, unfortunately or fortunately, share the Jesus vibe, you know, with those people, they are a fascinating bunch of people. Like, they got this one group, an old school group called the Prophets. They got one guy who is their who's the high soprano, lead, or is that tenor? Is tenor the guy with the high voice? Guy named Big Lou Garrison. This dude's got the greatest voice you ever heard in your life, and the cat weighs about 300 pounds. And in this group, from way back in the early 60s, is that cat from Oak Ridge Boys, that Dwayne dude. Is his name Dwayne Sutter? He's in that group. And you see a lot of these guys, that dude Bill, the guy with the humongous beard in the Oak Ridge Boys, underneath that beard is a pretty handsome guy. He's like, he was a really good looking guy. He was in the Oak Ridge Quartet, and before that, he also was in like some other group. I forget what. I know that what I'm saying to you guys is absolutely fucking boring, but, you know, so we move on. Ted Bell pulls his advertising. We did that. We now move on to adult filmmaker Chris Norton talks about his animated feature. Is this Daffy Dick? Let's get to Chris. I like this. This is a funny bit. Dean Whittler is losing his mind, okay? Yeah, so, and we're almost at a sellout. If you don't have tickets for the show, why don't you grab them? We've got 3 weeks to go before the show, but it's almost a sellout. So that means there's some tickets available, so grab them. Grab a hold, squeeze it, love it. See if it, you know, does anything. What is this? All right, man. It's the greatest air conditioner. This is just a freestanding air conditioner with a big hose that goes right to the window, and you have a frame that comes with it, and you put the hose through the preformed, outlet in this frame that sits in the sliding glass window on the track, so that when you close the window up to this frame, Adam Chavez got that for me. It is let me recommend it if you guys have. I recommend this, you guys. It's called a HissSense, HissEnse. HissSense, HissEnse is the name of this air conditioning unit. I've had it for, 4 years? It has never, ever broken down. It's never given me a fucking problem. Never. And God knows, everything in the studio gets the shit kicked out of it, so. Now I have to turn you off, sweetie. As much as I love you. All right.